Independent auditors presented their review of Burlington, Vermont's finances to the City Council this week. A key weakness is delays in reporting from the city's clerk treasurer's office. On January 23rd, independent auditors for the City of Burlington submitted the annual financial report for the fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2019. It is the fourth year the city compiled what is called a Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or CAFR. Monday evening, city councilors heard a presentation on the report from the auditing firm Melanson Heath. Principal and CPA Scott McIntyre told them it would be a basic overview and recommendations of their findings.
Tonight's objective is to give you a summary of your general fund results of operation. General fund is, of course, the primary operating fund of the community. Much of our discussion tonight is going to focus on your general fund and, in particular, your unassigned fund balance. The second thing we'll walk through is our management letter. Based on our work, we have some recommendations to improve the internal control and reporting put out by the City of Burlington.
CPA and Principal Alina Korsak reported on changes to the unassigned fund balance and trends over the past 3 years. She reviewed recommendations for the city, which include recommending an internal audit of the city's employees' retirement system and also improving reporting for year-end reports and journal entries.
We noted that even 6 months after year-end, even in December of 2019, there were significant journal entries done in the city's general ledger, and that's really late in the year. And we also noted that because the divisions and the city clerk treasurer's office were not ready, the audit was delayed. So we really do recommend that the city consider hiring additional higher-level staff for city clerk treasurer's office.
After hearing the overview of the city's fiscal status, Ward 3 progressive Brian Pine wanted to know the basic problem to address.
What should we be focused on? Just tell us what we need to be worried about here.
You need to get your books closed much faster than you presently do. The bottom line is the books aren't being closed fast enough, and you're making significant entries into 6 months after year end. I don't call them audit entries because your staff is still uncovering things that need to be addressed. But 6 months after year end, you really need the target to be done by about 3 months.
3 months after the fiscal year closes?
Yes.
Ward 6 Democrat Karen Paul noted that this is the first time the auditors have noted any delay on the city's part.
It would seem to indicate that there is something going on within the clerk treasurer's office. I mean, 6 months is a very long time. And I would just ask if there is someone who can speak to that.
Mr. Mayor, can you respond to that?
I think it's worth remembering we're talking about a period here where we have not had a permanent CAO, which is a change from prior years. That ends next Monday.
Mayor Merle Weinberger, a Democrat, continued.
Certainly, the small number of recommendations in the management letter will be at the top of the list of the new CAO coming in. Also, just, context here, I think everyone will acknowledge there were issues this year with the closing of the books. This is the same team that took us from having 27 findings, 12 material weaknesses, just 8 years ago to the elimination of all that. So certainly there's an issue here that the new CAO will address. I think we should keep the larger perspective of huge progress by this department in perspective.
City councilors voted unanimously to accept the audit and place it on file. Audio is courtesy of Channel 17, Town Meeting Television's live web stream of the Burlington City Council meeting. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.